quiz in pop quiz in Acts. you need paper.
My paper.
Or you can get just blank papers. I don't know. You can get them here. Okay. Pop quiz. Right on there. Pop quiz. Is this number one of Acts?
Yes.
Okay. Pop quiz number one. Book of Acts. Part two.
Were we supposed to hand up the Greek one there?
No, that was just your exercise. That's just to get you familiar. Yeah, this is Acts 13 through 28, so this is part two of the book of Acts. Pop quiz number one, today's dates is the 7th of the 3rd, 2009. Put your name. I hate it when I get a piece of paper and it doesn't have a name or a date. I'll dock you 20 points on that. Okay. Alright, who was probably, number one, it's just a one-word answer, who was probably the greatest influence besides Jesus Christ? Who was the greatest influence on Paul's life? That is a subjective. Who was probably the greatest influence on Paul's life? That is a... you. And I want you to tell me why. You basically have two. You'll only think of one, but there are two possibilities. Yeah. And if you think, try to think of which one I think you should answer. Who was probably the greatest influence on Paul's life?
Is it a man?
Who implies a living being? He wasn't married, so it can't be a female. I don't know. Okay.
It's not the greatest
influence. Every time, number... Okay, quickly. Number one, who? And tell me why. To a city, where was the first place he went? Amen. Number three, quit talking. Number three, where did Paul pick up Timothy? Where? What city? You can say one of two cities or two, a group of two cities, because it kind of is not clear, but I kind of pick up where it is. You can write two cities or at least one. Okay. What was the debate? Number four. What was the debate that occurred in Acts 15? What was the debate about? Chapter 15. Having one of those days, aren't you, Keith?
Having one of those.
Weeks.
Months.
I'm putting a lot down.
A lot of prepositions and indefinite articles. Okay. There were four things that they determined needed to be taught to the Gentiles. Name one of them. Am I nice or am I nice?
You're nice.
Thank you. To the Gentiles.
Concerning this debate?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Sorry.
Okay.
Concerning the debate, there were four things that were resolved and said these things have to be taught to the Gentiles. Name one of them.
I'm getting Wednesday night services mixed up.
Number six. Why were those four things important to teach the Gentiles? It was for a purpose. They said these things have to be done. Not necessarily. Sorry, I can't answer. I can't tell you. Was that number six? Was that number six?
Yeah.
All right. Number seven. Who was the first convert in Europe? Two things did Paul do in prison? What two things did Paul do in prison? In the Philippian jail. The greatest question in the Bible. Job asks it. We're in the book of Acts, so it's got to be in the Acts, yes. But it is throughout the Bible. Job asks it a different way. City how do I want to ask this it's too easy. Please be easy. Come on. What city was more noble than Thessalonica. It's very easy. Number 11. Why was it more noble than Thessalonica? Number 12. What was the argument about between Paul and Barnabas? There's a muffin here if you want one. There are muffins in there. Go ahead. What was the argument about between Paul and Barnabas? Number 13. Don't ask. Number 13. Where did Paul have a burden to go? He's on his first missionary journey, but what is his big burden? Where does he focus on at first? What is his burden? I'm not talking about God's burden. I'm talking about where was his focus? Where was Paul's burden to go? I'm not talking about where was God's will, but his own burden. Where did he say, I must go? Paul was known as the apostle to who?
14.
Number 15. Who was a much better preacher and speaker than Paul?
Who was in the man?
We're in the book of Acts. I said, who's one has to be a man? No, has to be a person. Just love the way you ask your question. Does it have to be a man? Oh, man. Who was a much better preacher / speaker than Paul? There were five things, 16, there were five things that were part of the revival at Ephesus. Name one of them. Paul makes how many missionary journeys before he ends up in chains? And on his way, and heads on his way to Rome, his last. But how many missionary journeys did Paul go on before he was on his way to Rome?
Are you considering that a missionary journey
too? No. Yeah. Even though it turned out to be, but it's not really. Everything is a missionary journey, amen. Okay, how many chapters are in the book of Acts? That ought to be easy. Trying to get to 20. I was only going to 15, but I went ahead. just for... You see, if Barry hadn't said anything, I wouldn't have tried. You're going to be beat to a pulp, man. Okay. Let's see. Name the husband and wife team that you meet in the book of Acts. And, let's see, tough one. Name me the two ingredients to salvation as expressed in Acts 20, 21. All right, quickly, pass your paper to your right.
To your right?
Yeah, you gotta go around here. Okay, Gina, who is the most influential person in your opinion? Hold on, let me shut this off. You can't know the answer.